Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 2, we have Simeon's song, starting with verse 29. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you heard the story in today's gospel lesson. Now I'd like you to hear it again as you put yourself into Simeon's shoes as we walk through it this one more time. Simeon was a devout believer, one who lived in God's promises. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and he was eagerly awaiting for the Messiah's appearance. In fact, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now, whether Simeon actually lived in Jerusalem or not, perhaps he was there for the census, we don't really know anything about that. We don't really know how old he was either, or how long it had been long ago that he had been revealed that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. What we do know, though, is that he was in the temple the day when Mary and Joseph came with Jesus. By the way, their coming to Jerusalem to the temple with Jesus tells us they're devout believers as well, for they are fulfilling the Old Testament law as they do so. Simeon sees Mary and Joseph as they are there in the temple, and he immediately recognizes Jesus as the Lord's Christ. So he takes Jesus from Mary into his own arms and starts praising God. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Then, as the story moves forward, kind of beyond our gospel reading this morning, there is an elderly widow in the temple. I think she probably hears the singing coming out of Simeon's lips, and as she listens to the words of Simeon's song, she recognizes what is happening. And she also starts immediately praising God and then telling everyone that she knows there what's going on. Now, we really don't know anything more about Simeon. We don't know any more about that elderly widow except that her name was Anna. But I think it's fair for us to assume that they probably spent the rest of their lives moving forward in God's peace. For their eyes had seen God's salvation that he had prepared in the presence of all peoples, that light for revelation of Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel. Now, many people, as they read this story, tend to assume that Simeon was probably an old man like that old widow Anna in the story, and that he probably died shortly afterwards. But you know, the Bible doesn't really give us any of that information about him. It would make sense, I guess, that he would depart shortly afterwards, departing the world in peace. But really, that's all an assumption that goes beyond what we actually know. So it seems like it would be interesting, instead of you putting yourself into his shoes, how about we put Simeon now into your shoes? You know, since you're here this morning, that's a likely sign that you are a devout believer, one who lives in God's promises, just like Simeon. Think about it. What would your life have been like if the Holy Spirit had revealed to you, let's say 2 years ago, that you would not die without seeing Christ? Wow. And how would things be different for you living after you had seen him? You know, when I look back at Simeon and his story, no matter where he had lived prior to the Holy Spirit telling him that he wouldn't see death without seeing the Lord's Christ, I think upon that, he would have moved to Jerusalem and been a very regular person in the temple, anticipating that's where he would see him, because that would just make sense. That's what people were thinking about those days. But what about afterwards, after today's gospel reading? How would his life and life patterns have changed? Especially, say, if he were just 20, 30, 40 years old at the time this was taking place. Well, he certainly would have remained a regular at temple according to the Old Testament law requirements. He really would have been free to move forward anywhere in peace. He would be moving forward in peace wherever he lived, wherever he worked, wherever he traveled, and I'm sure ever singing, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people, Israel." Now, the words of this Simeon song are probably quite familiar to many of you. In the liturgy, we call it the Nunc Dimittis. Do you recall where it is sung in the service? It's one of the alternatives that we use as a post-communion canticle. Why there? Well, not because it's the end of the service and we're going home after that, I don't think. Rather, it's there because, well, we don't have to place ourselves into Simeon's shoes. God has already placed us there. His promise is that we who have received the Holy Spirit in baptism, we see the Lord's Christ every time we commune. For he is in, with, and under that bread and wine that we eat and drink. Instead of taking him into our arms as Simeon did, he enters into our mouths. And through this gracious action, we, you and me, all of God's people, are empowered to move forward in peace. Why? Well, listen again. "Lord, now you are letting us, your servants, depart in peace according to your word. For our eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people, Israel." Any lack of peace that we experience as we move forward in our lives is not because God isn't granting it to us, but rather, it's because we are refusing to fully live in his promises. But you know, no matter what is going on inside of us, God keeps renewing those very same promises to us, coming to us in the person of the Lord Christ Jesus, working toward you and me, working toward us, moving forward in greater peace, no matter what the world throws at us, so that we might, well, ever be singing with Simeon, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." In Jesus' name, amen. And may we all continually go forward in this peace as we enter into the new year. Amen.